The midweek drive continues with respect to the power of Zoom, and we've put together three fabulous folk today. It's a bit like at the start of the old Mission Impossible series, where you'd select the best ingredients for putting a show together, and you think, yes, so-and-so. You check out agency availability, you see whether things are okay, and as if by magic, haha, you get David Fox joining us. How are you, David?
Excellent. Great to see you all today, Alex. It's lovely to be here.
Now, I'm very impressed, David. You're obviously taking this background very seriously. I know this is the first face-to-face Zoom we've actually got, but would you like to just share with us, have we got some names for these balloon sculptures that you've got in the background of David Fox magic?
Well, I thought it'd be appropriate to brighten things up a little bit today. I have been making videos using magic and balloons, balloon models or sculptures, if you will. So I do hope that helps to brighten things up today for Jonathan, Chloe and you, Alex.
It's good that you've taken that extra sort of journey. It shows that your time as an English teacher in France has not been wasted. You know, it's good.
Precisely.
It works together. Precisely. And we mentioned clearly that Cleethorpes is wonderful and successful. And last week, of course, we had another double whammy with the awesome Chloe Rose. How are you, Chloe?
I'm very good. Very good indeed.
The listener is keen to know, and I am myself actually, how did the socially distanced composing go last Saturday? Did it succeed?
Extremely well. We've written another song, so I'm very excited about that. It is country style, so I'm sure I'll be contacting Tessa about that as well if it goes ahead really well. Definitely. Well,
I have to pass on Tessa Snart's best wishes to your good self today. Astonishingly, she decided to go out and about, but she's joining us tomorrow morning for a call we're doing with Melbourne, Australia. Which, when we start crossing the oceans and moving across the oceans, clearly brings us around to possibly the Caribbean, possibly pirates in the oceans, possibly all sorts of things. Certainly, being born in the Gateway to the Dales. Wonderful. It's like Skipton. It is Skipton. It's the awesome Jonathan Lindsley. How are you, Jonathan? He's going to unmute himself in a few seconds so we can actually hear him, actually, his extra routine. He has accidentally muted himself because I've got a muted Jonathan Lindsley online now. Could you unmute yourself, Jonathan? There's a little button towards the left there to actually unmute yourself, and then all will be well with the world. It was going so well. I can continue talking. I think Jonathan's logging out and logging back in again. So, Chloe, have you got any questions you want to put to David, such as how does he do magic via Zoom?
Yes. How did this happen? Are we going to get a show today? I would love to see this. I love the creatures that you've made as well, all the different colours. It looks very nice. I might have one myself maybe one day. How is magic going? Are you doing it virtually? You know, shows virtually over call? Or, what is happening? I want to know, basically. I'm nosy.
Well, there's a hospital I sometimes work for in Derby, Chloe, and back at the beginning of the lockdown, they asked me to make up videos for them. So I've got a lot to thank them for, because they got me experimenting with my magic and the balloon. The balloons are good visually, because you need something visual online for people at this time. So I'm thoroughly enjoying experimenting in the virtual side. But how's it going with you? Have you done any virtual practices, virtual shows and things like that? Have you been going down that avenue?
Yeah, so I've been doing something sort of similar. Like with music-wise, I've been putting videos up and that kind of thing. But I had done a bit of work before I got a bit poorly, but I'm all good now. It's all good with Care for Carers. So that's it's a charity that like helps people like work in the NHS, so they get a free workload. Because obviously at the moment, as you know, David, people are working really hard to sort of help people at the hospital and that kind of thing. So I thought I needed to do something to sort of make a difference. So I did like a lot of music, live sort of videos, and then put them on Facebook. So I'm sort of doing that at the moment, but obviously I've not been able to go out there and do gigs like I would have liked to. But obviously you've got the situation, haven't you?
It's hard at the moment. Not because you're very much a people person, Chloe, and you like being around people.
Good for you.
And that's the thing, likewise. So we just have to ride it out and make the most of the technology. And that's why today is great, Alex and yourselves are all. We've got together virtually.
Personally, I like to thank Bill Gates, really, just because I do. But the great news is it's not a case of being lost aboard the Flying Dutchman. He's not been captured by the villainous Ogilvy. Why? Because he played him. Jonathan Lindsley is back with us. Yay, Jonathan. We were worried. can you actually speak to us? We can see you. We can't hear you now. So I'm not sure whether you've muted yourself. This is great. So who would have thought it? You know, Jonathan and myself did a superb one-to-one thing, which we looked through his artistic work, his wonderful sort of drawings and sketches and paintings of Last of the Summer Wine. I can see he's muted himself yet again. If we can point out, if you can hear us, there is a thing towards the left-hand side, which you can unmute yourself. And hopefully that will actually ensure we can hear your dulcet tones. You seem to have unmuted yourself now. No, you haven't, obviously.
Oh, no. I bet he's watching very politely and wondering what's going on.
What is he? He's so trapped.
Sometimes connection can play a role, because I had to actually move into another room to use Zoom the first time, because the connection can be a bit of an issue as well. That's something I've noticed.
I don't know. Obviously, the good thing is we can actually see him clearer than we could before, because he was in a sort of a wonderful Blofeld-esque sort of villainous lair for the visual side of things. So you're looking very good, Jonathan. That's great. And actually, he's nodding. So that's all good for that. It's just if we could only hear him, it would work perfectly for radio. But, you know, never mind. Maybe you'd like to try logging out and logging back in again. And we'll try a third time lucky. We'll see if that goes through. So if he does that side of things, we'll keep on chatting. And hopefully, Jonathan will return. We're not going to give up on this at all.
Maybe we all point down to the screen like that. So does it?
Is it there or is it there? Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Is it left, right? Yeah. It's one way or the other. Unbelievable.
But this is the thing with the technology. It's trial and error. It's very much at the moment people are getting used to using the Zoom and technology like this. So these things happen. So hopefully if he logs back in, it might let him, because I noticed Jonathan's got a headset on too.
Yes.
Because the actual microphone on your laptops is pretty good. So maybe
that's all I'm using, and that might be another sort of issue. Yeah. So, you know, we have made it before, and hopefully he will connect together, and I'll keep an eye out on the admission area. But we were talking, obviously, about getting through the whole lockdown facility and various. Of course, lockdown's gone now. We're now into the mask wearing time. I mean, David, I noticed, obviously, you've decided to actually grow your own mask for
the one. Yes. To beard or not to beard. I'm still deliberating whether to keep it. But I was wearing a mask the past couple of days because there's two ladies who live near me that I do their shopping for them. They are older ladies, so they can't go to the shops yet. And yesterday I was okay. Today it was a little bit humid, and I did find it towards the end of my shop. Perhaps I'm just unfit. but how do you find the mask wearing, Chloe? Have you been out and about in the shops?
Yeah, so I have been to some shops and I've been wearing the mask and everything. I'm obsessed with doing my hands at the moment. They're so clean. Honestly, we're going to have such a clean generation. It's ridiculous, you know, constantly washing my hands.
You're a hand washer. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got sanitizer with me. But I mean, the only thing is, you know, being girls, I like to wear my makeup, you see, and I like my red lipstick and my pink lipstick off in the mask, David. I know you don't have that problem yourself, which is fabulous. So it's much easier in that way. But when you're a lady and you like to wear your makeup, it is a problem. But never mind.
That's right. Do you wear an actual surgical mask or do you wear like a bandana? Is that maybe better for you, like a bandana or...
I've got a few different ones. I've just got some. My mum's friend, she works like in the hospital, but she was making like some pretty flowered ones. So I've got that. I've got a surgical mask and then just like handmade ones. But then you have to make sure that you keep washing it every day. Because obviously, once you get one, you need something new, don't you? A new mask again. So, yeah.
You do. Yeah, you just got to be careful. Yes.
And of course, I've quite taken it quite literally now, just in case there are any I've put the mask on to actually ensure that you can actually work through this process. Now, you made a very interesting point, David, a few seconds ago. You said maybe it's because Jonathan's wearing his headset that we can't hear him.
It could be the headset.
We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. But he is connected. We can see him. If he utters a few words now, we'll be able to see whether we can actually hear him as well.
In fact, I've got something I could write on.
That is not the voice of Jonathan Lindsley, in case you're wondering. That's actually David Fox looking for something to write on to actually give hopefully some instructions to Jonathan. Do you know, I mean, I will say this to Jonathan. I never expected this would be where we'd end up 30-odd years ago when we were doing these Dalit shows, but it just goes to show, especially having done a superb one. David is going to write some instructions now, which I will, you know, you should be able to see. I will read through. I'm not sure what Chloe's actually doing. She's probably pointing
to... Do it as well?
But it shows, and I think I shall actually take the mask off.
Can you see that?
The mask hasn't functioned, etc. There.
That's
so if he unplugs, if he unplugs the headset and goes without the headset, then maybe that might be something that could possibly work. The question is, he's looking to see maybe whether he's
there. Unplug.
Unplug. Unplug, Jonathan. There we are. Marvellous.
Can we hear him? Could he hear us? No.
I've got mute button, but I don't know if that even makes any sense.
Yes.
I don't know if that is. Oh dear.
I mean, whatever happens, at least we can actually clearly demonstrate now that we are helping a fellow performer, a fellow artist out. Well, he's not connecting via YouTube, but we're giving lots of... I mean, yeah, it means I can take the script that I had originally written down for this 20-minute piece and basically sort of say, we'll start all over again. There was I going to go through Jonathan's IMDb entries. We're going to look through all the other factors. We're going to share the other sort of factors. Can you actually hear us, Jonathan? Not if you can hear us. Yes.
But the unmute button. He needs to mute it, I think. I don't know
possibly.
If that's
yeah, somewhere along the line, I think he has accidentally muted himself, which is very unfortunate and not something I'd expect from a fine Yorkshire man. For a moment, I thought I actually heard his voice there. Jonathan, just count for us. No, nothing. We may well try. I tell you what, we may well try again and we'll sort various other bits and pieces through. I mean, hopefully Jonathan can actually listen into this and basically give us a critique as a sort of like a silent reviewer of the actual piece that we're actually doing and so on, which makes most sense. And feel free to fiddle around, Jonathan, and as soon as you feel as though you're ready to come in, just we'll hear your dulcet tones. Okay, Chloe, let's move back to yourself. We talked about, obviously, how we're getting through lockdown, etc. David's obviously been making some superb balloons, doing on-air magic shows and so on. We're still quite away from actually having audiences. We heard this week that even in sporting activities, and I know you're a Liverpool fan, so you know you couldn't really celebrate with the rest of the fans, but nevertheless we're looking at probably the end of October and then probably a third full stadium, etc. When do you think, Chloe, you might be able to get back to performing?
Well, I mean, I would love to as soon as possible, but obviously with what's happening at the moment, I know it's not safe. I was down to actually do a gig People's Park, it's called. It's near where I live in my local area. And I was down to do that at the start of August, but it's been moved again to October. So, I mean, we could be talking October time, but this is obviously outside venues. So I don't know about what they're going to do about inside venues, because obviously they've already said about singers. You know, people that sing in general, the disease
is
much easier.
Don't sing at all.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Unless we did virtual gigs. I mean, that would be amazing. But then I'd feel like, was they, you know, getting the benefit enough? You know, I can post these Facebook videos like we're doing, like David's doing also and things with his magic. But are they going to get the benefit enough from just virtual? I mean, this is great. What we're doing now on Zoom, it is fabulous.
Not for Jonathan, it isn't. It's a complete disaster.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're right. With the complications, it's not. But then I would love to see you all in person. I mean, that would be perfect in the perfect world. But it's just what we've got to do, Alex. It really is. We're making the most of what we've got. And there you go.
So, David, does that kind of chime with yourself? Does it echo your own experience with respect to...
Yes,
it's close magic. It's even more vital that people are close by, and obviously on that stage where you can use face masks, but there's still a challenge.
That's true. Equity has been very helpful to me over the piece, because I do have a couple of gigs lined up on the 7th of August.
Oh, lovely.
They are very small. So one is a barbecue, so it's going to be outside. And the other one is a small wedding reception. The couple were supposed to get married in April, but they had to cancel. But they're going to have a small wedding, wedding reception in the garden. So for guys like us, Chloe, if it's under 30 people and we are socially distanced, we can entertain. But obviously for larger events where music and for singers, I would imagine that majority of your events, there's going to be a lot more than 30 people there at most of the events. So that's the thing, until the things get loosened up a little bit more. Outside gigs, we just have to hope the weather holds, or you're in a marquee at the moment. I don't have to worry about getting my hair wet. But
the beard, David, the beard, honestly, you know.
Yes.
Now, I've been lucky enough to actually see you make these sculptures, these balloon sculptures, and I have to say, really impressed with them. It was back in, I think, December last year, where we actually saw it. Was it December or November? I think it was November.
It was a lovely night.
In addition to that, you've also been developing an interesting line in terms of George Orwell, and wouldn't he have fun with respect to the kind of newspeak, new world that we're actually living in from that point of view? So just share with us a bit about George Orwell. Not that you've ever made a balloon sculpture of George Orwell, but, you know, it's a thought.
Well, there's always a first, but no, it's 70 years actually since George Orwell died, and what I was planning to do is put on a charity presentation on Orwell this year, because as a teacher, I was very fortunate to teach Animal Farm in 1984. I think he's a fantastic writer. I always feel he's actually underrated because his essays are fantastic, and it would just have been a nice evening and to introduce people to Orwell who maybe are curious about him. I want to learn more. That's what I wanted to do. But maybe next year we can do that, hopefully. Exactly. When things,
The Rose to Wigan Pier, of course, a classic of its time.
Oh, fine book,
And lots of views on that. Chloe, you're far too young to remember, obviously, George Orwell, Eric Blair, to give him his real name before he actually changed it. Was it Eric Blair? I think that's right, Eric Blair.
It was Eric Blair, yes.
But Chloe, Animal Farm, 1984.
Oh, yes, the play Animal Farm.
There is a play,
I've seen
yes.
the play itself, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. But when I did my A-level course in drama and theatre studies, I went to see that play itself. But yeah, I love acting and all sorts. So anyway, I'm rambling on.
Chloe, that's why you're here. You know, at the end of the day, we can hear your rambling. And as you're well aware, there are Hollywood actors from Pirates of the Caribbean who have manifestly demonstrated today they can't even ramble at all. Or they can ramble. Oh. We just can't hear a word they're saying. It's just random. If only he actually had subtitles, I could have actually at least sort of read the sort of script from there. Never mind. We'll try again. We won't.
I would love to know more about him. Can't you sort of deliver it for him? You could
it's
be
not the
voice.
Same. I mean, being a kind of virtual avatar for Jonathan Lindsley is not the way I saw my career going, to be honest, Chloe. And I think at this particular stage, even for the midweek drive, I might just say, just step away from that. Besides, I don't want to go up against Jonathan's lawyers. You know, who knows what could actually happen? You know, false representation, all sorts of things. You might say it's some devious plot to actually sort of mute him on the button from there. It's astonishing. David, what are the next few weeks having in store for yourself? You mentioned, obviously, that you're heading towards some small-scale events and so on. We talked about the way we're coping with this. I mean, clearly, there are continually strange times ahead. As I said when we chatted before this link-up on the phone, I actually am getting more and more inclined to do more and more work from home as opposed to seeing the point of actually driving up and down. And I'm probably being more efficient actually doing stuff like this than I would be if I had to drive 100-odd miles to a studio, set up the studio and go from there, really. Obviously, as we've heard, sometimes. I mean, Jonathan does have the record in probably the 92nd Zoom connection, the first one who's been completely silent from beginning to end. Never mind.
Yes, well, I hope it doesn't put Jonathan off, because Zoom is a great thing, and it's just a little bit of a glitch. So hopefully we will see him, if not today, but coming back to your point, Alex, I think, you know, like Chloe, as entertainers, we just have to take it a day at a time. I'm confident things will come back, hopefully sooner rather than later, to how they were. I think with what I'm doing,
do we want them to go back to how they were, though? I mean, do we want, in certain instances, are there not things that we're taking away from lockdown that are actually slightly better?
Well, it's a good question. I guess the environmental aspect that you spoke of, that if people can be encouraged to drive the car less, it's going to benefit future generations and ourselves and so on. That's something that good that may come out of the situation. I think with entertainment in the short term, we're looking at outdoor events. That's, you know, marquee events. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Chloe can get back out gigging to maybe larger marquee events.
David, you know as well as I do that Chloe Rose deserves to actually be in Wembley Stadium and the Millennium Stadium, which needs stadium gigs across the base. Yes. I mean, the world needs to hear Chloe Rose. This is our campaign. Oh, you know?
You make me go red. So kind.
It's an essential sort of aspect of that. But in terms of that, you know, again, that point, I mean, Chloe, same question for yourself. Do you think there are aspects of lockdown that, or where we've actually been, that actually in many ways, you know, we don't want to get rid of? We do want to actually sort of say, actually, you know, this is actually good. It's good for the planet, as David said. It's good for us.
I think one good thing that's come out of this, you know, I know it seems negative, but one good thing that has come out of it is I think it has brought people more together in a case of appreciating others more, appreciating the times we have with our loved ones, with our friends, with our family, you know, and we're making more the most now that things are being eased a little bit. We are making the most of those connections with people. But I mean, I guess it's not ideal. It is for, you know, people in the arts itself, it's not really an ideal situation. But, you know, life changes, Alex. We've got to go with the flow. These things happen. I'm rambling on. But
Chloe,
I mean,
that you may say rambling. I would say if Boris Johnson made as much sense, we'd be in a better position. That's all I'll say at this particular moment. Let's try one more time because he's back with us. At least some avatar is actually there. Jonathan Lindsley, are you there? Can you hear us? Can you communicate with us verbally? He can hear us, but we can't hear him. We've got a thumbs up there, and it's still okay. Well, the alternate plan is if he's around to join yourself, Chloe, and myself for 6 o'clock. I can send him new details for a whole new meeting with Taryn Kay as well being up from that point of view. I will, in betwixt times, use a telephone. I know it's a cliche, a telephone to actually, he's holding up the telephone now, so he knows us, to actually speak with Jonathan and hopefully talk him down and actually sort of ensure that the planet that he's currently revolving around can also connect with our thing that we call the web and Zoom and so on. So it can't be, we've done it before. I mean, it's not, Jonathan will confirm by at least nodding that we have indeed done this successfully before, and we've heard him and he heard it and it worked well. So, you know, that's like a tease. It's a tease that's there. So Jonathan will be back from that point of view. David, any final closing thoughts that you've got in terms of anything you'd like to wish? I mean, maybe you could work some magic between like now and a couple of hours from now or whatever. As far as the listener's concerned, it could be minutes in which we can actually ensure that Jonathan gets the right deconnection connection to actually be heard.
I know. I think it may be, as Chloe said, it just may well be the mute button or the actual internal button on, you know, when you go on the control panel on the laptop. I think that's what it possibly is. It may just need to be reset. So not necessarily something on the Zoom app.
Are you suggesting that perhaps the classic line of switching his machine off and switching it on again could be a technique that might be used? I mean, as I say, I stand by what I said earlier, despite Chloe's suggestion that I could actually talk as a virtual Jonathan. That was never going to happen. It's all right, Jonathan. I was never going to pretend to be yourself at all in this call, or indeed citing any other bits and pieces, because, you know, I'm just going
to go there.
I
wanted to hear stories about John, because obviously I've never spoken to him before, and I thought it was the only option, and that's why I came up with that. It was a silly idea. but I just put it out there.
It was blue sky thinking, Chloe. Blue sky thinking. And I'm sure that Jonathan, if we can connect later on in the day, we'll be able to actually, you know, regale us with the whole notion of why, you know, he felt as he was going sort of struck dumb to being accessed and all the rest of his pieces. I mean, I can actually see now that we do have the microphone with the little red stripe on. So
yes, just
to demonstrate.
I heard something there. No, it's not.
There was a teeny moment there where we almost got a vowel. We almost got a vowel, maybe a consonant, but it was almost a consonant or a vowel that actually came through. It's not quite, but you know, it works well. Maybe it's the balloons, David. Maybe somehow along the lines.
Maybe it could be the cost of the balloons.
The balloons have kind of impacted on all sorts of other areas, etc. Okay, Chloe, have you had a reasonably interesting Zoomer with us on the programme today?
I have. It's been
part
a very
one, of course.
And funny one as well. I mean, things happen unexpectedly. We just go with it. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, hilarious. I think I'll actually put this forward to Amanda Iannucci to actually sort of put up our whole sequence in terms of the next W1A. We're actually seeing it manifested among ourselves, really. And as I say, it's part one and part two for yourself, because you're back for part two with Taryn Kay and hopefully Jonathan Lindsley as well. And not a silent Jonathan Lindsley, because obviously Jonathan's with us now. Oh! We heard him. Jonathan.
Did you? Blimey. Good timing.
Back. Yes.
Good timing.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what happened there. I didn't mute myself. I didn't unmute myself. I just changed the microphone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Loud and clear.
Nice and clear. Yeah.
I found a setting for Zoom that said, find a default microphone on your Zoom setting or something. It was so somewhere along the line it confused itself.
Well, welcome back, Jonathan. It's good
Thank
to
you.
Have you. Houston, we have solved that problem, and with 5 minutes to go for this particular meeting, I'm going to hand to your good self. You've been listening. Well, maybe part of you has been listening. The other part might be saying, what is going on here?
Yeah, I've been lost. I was lost in time and space. I floated off into the distance.
You know, it's almost as though we were back in 1984 all over again, but still, never mind. It's George Orwell, you know, clearly that line from there. Have you got any quick questions you'd like to put today? Because Chloe hopefully will connect with again later. Can you join us later? Is that on?
I will try. I've got several things, people coming over, but I shall disappear from them and leave them in my living room watching television.
For the moment, any questions you got for David or Chloe? Because I feel as though, you know, finally, you know, it shows never give up, never surrender.
Yes. So, Chloe, what sort of music do you sing?
Yes. So I love like Amy Winehouse, Lana Del Rey.
Right.
I'm sort of a mixture, really. And then I'm a songwriter, so I like to write my own music. But I would have loved to hear more about yourself.
Okay. Well, perhaps we can do that at 6 o'clock. Yeah. So, David, yes, good to see you. So it says David Fox Magic, which could be just a description of you. So the balloon animals are for something, some sort of show you've been doing, are they?
Well, something more visual for online. I mean, primarily I do magic, but obviously in this day and age, the times we're in now, Jonathan, I utilise these to make it a bit more visual.
And right.
Magic when I make videos for people.
Are they special balloons that you have to buy to make balloon animals with, or can you just sort of do anything with any sort of balloon?
No, these are Qualitex balloons. They're long sausage shaped, and you
yes.
them. They're designed to be made into all sorts of different connotations and so on. So yes,
they're very good. They're very good. They're very attractive.
Thank you.
When we first spoke, I was privileged to actually see, spoke via Zoom, not when we first spoke, because that was a long time ago, before Chloe was even born. But in terms of when we first actually spoke to on our Zoomer, you had some magical images, and I noticed on your latest Facebook update, even though lockdown sort of wrapped, you're still producing wonderful material. Now, do you have, by any chance, anything that you could hold up to the camera at present so David can actually say, my word, that's awesome. I wish to be.
I'll do something, a very quick visual piece that works well on camera. Can you all see the newspaper?
Hold that, Jonathan. David's doing some magic.
Can you see that?
Okay.
Can you see that, Jonathan? Chloe?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, it's a nice little piece of visual magic. You tear the newspaper in half. You tear it off again. I hope you haven't lost me yet. Okay?
No.
Tear it off. Usually when I'm on the train, I do this. Just make a little booklet out of my newspaper so I'm not bothering anybody. But the trouble is, it doesn't look very sophisticated walking around London with a ripped-up piece of newspaper under your arm.
You could be a cabinet officer.
Always went to first class, because somebody usually, if I'm lucky, will have left a copy of the Daily Telegraph on their seat, ladies and gents.
Oh, that's very impressive. Wow. Oh, I love that. Very good.
Oh, that was worth the wait.
I love magic. I absolutely love magic. It's fantastic.
Oh, no, I knew we'd get there in the end, again. Jonathan.
Yeah. That was brilliant, yes. I've just done a painting, by the way. I was going to show Alexis.
Please.
Because he hasn't seen. Hang on. I won't be a second because I just have to nip to the other side of the room.
This is all very exciting as we continue in its own sort of way here with seconds to go. We've still got two or three minutes, so we're working through it. First goes to show, Chloe, you're absolutely right. If you positively think positively, you know, we get magic. It's great. We've already had that.
And we have.
Think positive.
Exactly. Yeah. And the reveal is we are seeing that. If you talk, Jonathan, then the microphone, the camera will actually go very much to yourself. Describe what we're looking at. Yes. He's gone quiet again.
Oh no, we missed the painting.
It was a very impressive painting, Jonathan, but unfortunately, in going to the other side of the room, you successfully muted yourself once again. We're just taking it.
It might be a connection.
Could not make this up.
The headset. Yeah, I think it may be the headset.
I think it's the headset as well, David. I think there is a headset issue on that basis.
I can see you two because the screen won't go on to him because obviously I can't hear him, so I can't see him. So it's gone. I don't know.
We will try again. As I say, I shall put up various things. I think you could be right, David. It could well be the headset that's actually there. For the moment, though, David Fox, have you had a recently interesting Zoomer on the programme today?
It's been lovely. Lovely to meet Chloe again and Jonathan and your good self, Alex. And obviously, good luck to everyone. Good luck.
Excellent. Yeah. And Chloe, end of part one. Are we ready for part... I don't know what's going to happen in part two because it's going to be Taryn's first Zoomer with me, so who knows where she could go. I mean, you know, Lord. And then we've also got Jonathan with his guests in one room and his muting tendency in another. Who knows where it could actually happen, but fingers crossed, we will return. David Fox, Chloe Rose and Jonathan Lindsley for part one at least. Many thanks indeed.